Tickets to the annual Green Bay Packers Family Night go on sale on Monday, and appropriately, our guest for today's show is the television host of the event, Drew Smith of WLUK's Fox 11 in Green Bay. We'll go behind the scenes into the production of the event with Smith. It's all coming up on Railbird Central next. Railbird Central at 24/7 Sports and Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. As usual, we're talking some Packers football this morning, and to do so, we have a guest joining us on the line to kick off the show.
Expert interview.
We have Drew Smith of Fox 11's WLUK in Green Bay, the host of Family Night, to give us a behind-the-scenes look at the event. Mr. Smith, how you doing this morning?
Pretty good. Ron, how are you, sir?
Very good. We're glad you could join us for the second time on the show. You actually joined us earlier last season, so glad to have you back. We'll get into specifics here in a minute, but let's assume for a moment there's a brand new Packers fan listening to the show and is new to this whole Family Night thing. Can you kind of explain what Family Night is?
Sure. Well, the concept behind Family Night has always been an opportunity to let fans who are not normally able to get into Lambeau Field, and as we know, it's been sold out for years, the waiting list is 100,000 people, so it's tough to get tickets. So to create an event where the fans can come experience Lambeau Field, they can see the team doing something on the field, and they can have a great entertainment and have it at a price where you can get kids in. It's not $300 a ticket. It's not, you know, any crazy prices. And so what it is a week in the training camp. We've been doing this since 1999, is the Packers have some form of a practice on the field. In the years past, it's been a full-blown scrimmage. Now with the new CBA, it's now more of a practice, a general practice on the field. And we combine that with a number of different pieces of entertainment. We interview the players on the field so everybody can hear them. We also give away the shirts the players are wearing in practice. They do 11-on-11, and then we end the night with a big fireworks display over Lambeau Field. And it's just a fantastic night, particularly for families. And that's what the whole thing is about, is to have, you know, the 5-, 6-, 7-year-old kids who you're not going to spend $200 to go to a regular season game, but you'll throw $10 at it and get them into Lambeau Field and get a chance to get that next generation of Packers fans. And we've been doing this since 1999. We've only missed 1 year due to renovations, and we've been doing it ever since then. I've hosted every one of them. It's a fantastic event. We love it at Fox 11, and it's broadcast worldwide on the internet as well as on a whole statewide network and on the NFL network. We've also simulcasted from time to time. So it's a big thing. Now there are teams all around the country that have kind of modeled their part of their training camp after that and are now have kind of copied that. And so there are teams everywhere, but the Packers are the only ones that sell out their entire stadium for it. And it's just a great atmosphere. It's just a lot of fun.
It is a really cool event. And if we could get into your personal history a little bit in relationship with the event. I mean, you kind of hinted at it before, but tell us about the early years in association with the event, how things have changed, and maybe what you've learned from hosting the event.
Well, back in 1999, I came to Green Bay, and in fact, it was within 4 weeks after I got here. I was standing on the G in the middle of Lambeau Field, introducing everybody to the Ray Rhodes 1999 Green Bay Packers, the first ever Family Night. So it was a baptism by fire for me as a broadcaster, where I knew who the Packers were, obviously, but I hadn't followed the team as closely, being an East Coast guy. But I came, that was my baptism into Packers history and Packers Nation and seeing the amazing fans. And that was the first year we did it. And that year we thought, oh, you know, we'll sell maybe 15,000 tickets and we'll put on a great show. We'll do the fireworks and everything. And the first year, we sold 45,000 tickets. The next year was 50,000. The next year was a sellout. And so each year, it's kind of gone up. And what it has generally been is a bunch of entertainment and the Packers doing a scrimmage. Well, the collective bargaining agreement kind of changed everything a couple of years ago to where you can't really just take a day and scrimmage because you have so few practices anymore. You can't run 2-a-days. Mm-hmm. And so last year was the first year that it wasn't just a scrimmage. It was also all the other pieces of practice that are kind of fun to watch. You know, the quarterbacks throwing the ball deep into the corner net and all those kinds of things, as well as various drills and you know, 7-on-7 and some other pieces. And each year it's kind of evolved a little bit. We've always had a lot of the same great, events where with like fireworks and giveaway shirts and things that people really seem to love and faces on the fans is really what I think everyone was kind of surprised the first year. You know, the genesis of this was our general manager, Jay Zala, was in an airport and happened to meet the marketing director at the time of the Packers. Mm-hmm. And he was a brand new GM. And he said, you know, we really should do something. Wouldn't it be neat if we did something together, since we're at the Fox station, we carry a lot of the regular season, but we didn't do any of the preseason. So wouldn't it be neat to do some event? What can we do? And they just brainstormed and wrote it. I mean, it was literally one of those wrote it on a napkin in an airport restaurant type of a thing. And within a couple of months, that was the genesis, and we built it from scratch. And last year we had to rebuild it because it was a totally different show. But it's always been that the fans have always just really loved it. You know, we've had a couple of years where we've had rain and lightning, and we've had to clear the bowl, but we still get the fireworks in. We had the year that Brett Favre decided it was time to come back to Green Bay, and he chose the morning of family night to do it. And that became a national sensation where he's flying in and there's Deanna in the box. If you remember that back from that year, and you know, Brett was there, but we tried to find him with our cameras. We couldn't find him, but it was a crazy night. But everyone is a little bit unique, a little bit different depending on the team and the weather. And you see guys all of a sudden jump out. I mean, there's the Kevin Case-Faharn year where he was a safety undrafted free agent that picked off Brett Favre twice and scored touchdowns in the scrimmage. He ended up getting cut, but you know, he had a good career with the Bengals. The year that Darren Sharper finally broke out, Corey Bradford. I mean, there have been a lot of players who have really made their first mark at family nights, and that's part of what it is too. You get to see these young players. And Ted Thompson always says the one thing that he loves is standing there as they come out to Lambeau the first time and look at the rookie's eyes. And the eyes get big as saucers. He knows that they have a little work to do still. So if they come out at Lambeau Field and they're hyped and they're jumping around and they're like, this is what I live for, they know that there's a little bit more of a progression. And it's kind of neat. So even the administration, they like to see it as well.
Yeah, to me, one of the things that stands out every year is it always seems like there's some unknown rookie cornerback who like grabs an interception or a pick six and then just kind of becomes a big name for a week amongst the fans that really stands out during family night. Drew, I was curious, do the Packers broadcast anything you do inside the stadium on the video boards as well?
Yeah, a lot of this, some things are broadcast to everybody. So our television broadcast, which is, we stream it live over the internet for everybody. So we get viewers from, usually between 20 and 30 countries who watch it online. Mm-hmm. We have some portions that go to everybody, some that are just in the bowl, but most everything, is on the broadcast. So whether it's, we have, you know, one year we had BMX bikers who were doing jumps and flips and, you know, we broadcast part of that. We have had a partnership for years. We had a partnership with the United Nations, and they had a traditional tribal dance, and then we broadcast most of that. And a lot of the things that they happen on in the bowl there is also, that's kind of the scaffolding of what we do for our television broadcast, because that's what the event is and what the people enjoy seeing and what they love. It's great to see the players as they come out there, but that's only part of this enormous event, mm-hmm. and this enormous 4-hour event. And, you know, there are people that open them tailgating. Parking is like only $5 and all the money goes to Wendy's Wonderful Kids, to adoption kids and services. And so that's, you know, so really everything there is kind of geared toward that family thing.
Does that prevent a ch present a challenge to you when some things are broadcast inside the Stadium Bowl, some things are broadcast on television? Does how much planning has to go into the event to know, okay, well, this is only going here, this is only going there?
You know, that is that it's a huge coordination, and we work in concert, obviously, with the Packers. And we've already started coordination meetings, and you know, we'll start thinking about the next family night, basically the day after family night is done. And we'll see what worked, what didn't work, and then what we're basically we're coordinating what is essentially three different broadcasts at once. So the one that you see at home or on the internet is one of them. What is happening just going on in the bowl is another, because you're talking, you know, things like the national anthem and coordinating for that and introducing the players. And then what is going on the video screen in the bowl is a third. So those are all put into the mixer, so to speak.
Yep.
Everything is written down, and we're coordinating through each of those little pieces. And it's remarkable that anything works at all. I mean, you think about that. It just the coordination is absolutely great. And the fact that we're going back and forth on which mic am I holding this time? Does this mic go to the stadium, or does it just go to the TV? Am I talking to whom? What's going on? So we've done it enough times, and it's kind of become old hat. But every time I step back and think, this is ridiculous. I can't believe this ever works. But it always does. It's always a lot of fun, and it always comes off really well. So, you know, credit to our staff and those who work on this. And it's an entire – our station, we've put – almost every single employee has a role. So that week, we've got guys that normally are producing entire newscasts out there standing on the field with mics for the sideline guy. And – making sure our news anchor is giving away the shirts is in the right spot. And, you know, our news director is on the field coordinating where everybody has to stand. I mean, so everybody, it plays a part in it. And it's a great thing that we're talking about family. You know, your work family is your family, too. And for us at Fox 11, it's our entire family, our entire work family, getting together and putting on this great, I think is a great service for the Packers fans who can't come down and see practices, see training camp and get into Lambeau. Because it gives them a taste of what it's like to be right here in the epicenter of Packers Nation. And, you know, that's been a great blessing for me for the last 16 years. I mean, it's just been fantastic.
We're talking to Drew Smith of Fox 11's WLUK in Green Bay here on a Monday morning at Railbird Central. Drew, I know the day of the event, fans who are not from the area, the region, you know, like message me on Twitter and say, where can I watch this online? And you mentioned before you've done that in the past. Well, was that a challenge streaming it online? You know, maybe for the first time and getting all those ducks in a row in addition to, you know, the regular television broadcast.
Yeah, sure. Let's throw a fourth broadcast in there. You know, about 5 years ago, he said, you know what, you think we can do this? I don't know. Let's give it a shot. And so we did. And, you know, we've got a live chat that goes on online so people can, you know, on fox11online.com, there's just right there on the homepage, there's a big video link, and you just click on it, and boom, there it is. There's a, you know, another window that you can sit there and be in the chat, and you can talk with, you know, let's say you're watching in Kentucky, you can talk with somebody from Washington State, or a Packers fan from Phoenix, or one from Sweden, or one from the UK, or one from South Africa. I mean, ends up being a worldwide Packers meeting place right there on our website. And that's just a neat thing to build community. I mean, we want to build community. That's building families, building community. That's what the Midwest and that's what Wisconsin is all about. And that is what people love about living in Wisconsin, the family, and it is so important. And that's just feeding off of that. And you get your whole Packers family together and, you know, you're watching with all your buddies who had just happened to speak Dutch, you know, so it's all family and all together in there. And online, it's become that, you know, where now you can have such a small world right there on your computer.
I know in the not so distant past here, I'm not sure of the title to give you, but you were also the host or the broadcast partner of the Jordy Nelson Celebrity Softball Game just 2 weekends ago. How did that event go over for you?
That was a lot of fun. You know, I've been involved in Inside the Huddle with Donald Driver to start with, and then now it's with Jordy and Randall Cobb. And you were here last year and came to a show, and it's a lot of fun. You know, this couple Sundays ago, Jordy had his big event, and I'm there and I host that with him, and it's great to see the players as they have let down their guard a little bit and they are playing another sport. And is talking to Jordy, he's like, you know, you either have superstars at softball, or you have guys that are absolutely horrible at it. And it's always fun. I mean, I hate to say this, but it's always fun to see a professional athlete who gets paid millions of dollars make a fool of himself playing a game that I'm really good at. So it makes me feel it's an ego boost to see a defensive lineman strike out, or to see a wide receiver fall down running the base. So it's always fun to watch, and it was great. We finished. I edit that together. That's a kind of a solo project with a bunch of cameramen and all of our great photographers and videographers who put everything into digital form. And then I edit together a half an hour special, and we put that whole thing online too. It's on foxsummitonline.com. If anybody wants to go and watch it, it's right there on our sports page, the entire half hour special, and you can see all the hits and runs and errors, as well as all the talking and jabbering. And these guys are professional athletes. They are just as passionate about winning a celebrity charity softball game as they are about winning a regular season football game. So it's a lot of fun to watch. And they raised a ton of money for Young Life, which is Jordy Nelson's favorite charity. It's a Christian-based youth mentoring program, and it raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's just a wonderful thing.
Very cool. If we could just talk about the players for a moment here. I know Packers tight end Richard Rodgers won the home run derby for that event. And I'm wondering, can we draw any parallels from a home run derby and be excited about the Rodgers bringing maybe that strength to the football field and what's in store in 2015?
I think, it's funny. Somebody asked the coach last week in the press conference, what do you think about Richard Rodgers? And he said, oh, he's got a heck of a home run swing. Did you see him at the home run derby?
Yeah.
Even Coach McCarthy commenting on the home run swing with Richard Rodgers. I think that there's a lot of upset for some of these young players. And Richard Rodgers is one of the guys that I think that you will see breakout. Devontae Adams is another guy to keep an eye on both those guys on the offensive side of the football that are both, I think, going to have big, big years. Everyone keeps saying, well, who's going to, Andrew Corliss, his time is come and gone. He's still there, and Richard Rodgers has to take that job away from him, those snaps away from him. I think you will see him continue to progress and see him really become like he was toward the end of the season, a favorite target underneath of Aaron Rodgers. And Devontae Adams, I have not heard that kind of praise for a young wide receiver just going into his second year in a long, long time around Lambeau Field. Between the quarterback, the coach, other players, that they really feel Devontae Adams is going to have a big, big year. And it's tough to have a big, big year when Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson are having big years right next to you. So,
yeah.
If you're a Packers fan, you love the offense, I think you're going to see a really well-honed offense. Every one of those offensive linemen are back this year. You're not throwing a rookie into a left tackle, rookie into a center as you had the last 2 years. So I think it's going to be a special year this year. And, last year, everybody feels so down about last year. They were literally seconds away from being in the Super Bowl. So everybody should be pretty excited about this year, because that offense is going to be almost entirely back. They didn't lose anybody of significance. The defense, I think, is going to be good enough and better. They've got, Clay Matthews is going to be just bouncing all over the place. Mm-hmm. Be that playmaker like they had with Charles Woodson that missed ever since he was gone. And it's just an exciting time.
Well, one more question before we let you go, and kind of on a related note here, speaking about Jordy Nelson, he was kind of limited during minicamp after he had off-season hip surgery. Do you think that'll impact him whatsoever by the time training camp comes around?
I asked him about that at the softball game. We chatted quite a bit, and I said, man, do you feel old? He's like, no. He says, I feel great. He says, well, I guess you start mixing hip surgeries in. And then you start, so, yeah, my grandpa had one. How you doing? He's like, yeah, right. Thanks, pal. But he says he's right on track. I mean, his goal has always been training camp, and he was actually back a little early because he was not necessarily planning to take part in any parts of minicamp. He actually took part in, full week and a half of the minicamp and OTAs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a tremendous healer. I mean, it's just on a total side note, he is one of the his body regenerates stunningly fast. He's had some other injuries in the past that either people haven't known about or that he hasn't made public, and some ankle injuries that would normally keep guys out 6 to 7 weeks, high ankle sprains that he misses two games, and he's better. He's like, I don't know, I just feel fast. So he says he will be, and I believe him. He's going to be just fine 100% once training camp rolls around. He's got 5 more weeks just to kind of rest, and I don't think you'll see any slowdown whatsoever from Jordy Nelson.
Good. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for that. Drew, thanks for joining us. Where can we send people to get Family Night tickets?
You can send them to Ticketstar, or we'll have a link on our website on fox11online.com. Those tickets are on sale, and there aren't any limits on buying. If you want to bring your whole family and your extended family and, fly them all in from Australia, then, hey, feel free. We'd love to have them. It's great to pack that stadium, and it's always a lot of fun.
Very cool. Well, thank you for joining us. Thanks for giving us kind of a behind-the-scenes look. I think that's really cool and appreciate it. So thanks a lot, Drew, take care.
Sure. Thanks, Brian. Always a pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Sounds good. Take care. Drew Smith of Fox 11 in Green Bay joining us here on a Monday morning at Railbird Central on 24/7 Sports and Cheesehead TV. Thanks to him for joining us. Thanks to you, the listener, for joining us as well as we continue on with the show.
Packers news of the day.
In the world of the Green Bay Packers over this past weekend, of course, minicamp is over, so we are entering the dead portion of the offseason. But there was one notable event as it relates to the Green Bay Packers this past weekend, and that was a concert being held at Lambeau Field, only the second concert ever taking place inside the stadium. And that was the co-headlining event by Kenny Chesney and Jason Aldean. More than 50,000 people packed Lambeau Field. As I remember it, the attendance for the last time, the only previous concert at Lambeau Field was also a Kenny Chesney event. It was kind of him. He didn't have a co-headliner at the time, and maybe that's what pushed it over the top. But I remember attendance back then was only 40-some thousand. They've got over 53,000 people at Lambeau Field this past weekend. So big-time event, a lot of people coming to the area for, Lambeau Field is only basically used a dozen times a year or so, at least, the stadium part of it. A lot of people come now, it's a destination in terms that people visit the Hall of Fame and the atrium and the pro shop and all that as they're in town and visit training camp. And it's, basically open, almost 365 days a year, real close if it's not. I'm not sure if they're open Christmas Day or whatever. So a lot of people traveling to the area this past weekend. And as I understand, as reported by the Green Bay Press Gazette, I was not there in person, but as I understand, Packers head coach Mike McCarthy appeared on stage with Kenny Chesney with a Packers helmet. And some, I think Kenny Chesney even signed it and gave it to somebody in the crowd, something like that. A fun moment. But that's what took place at Lambeau Field over the weekend. So cool event, a cool environment to see a concert, I'm sure. I'm personally not much of a country music fan, but those who are, I can understand how it would be really neat to see a concert there in Lambeau. I'd maybe someday like to see a rock concert there, but anyway, I'm glad many who were there had a fun time. As far as the next segment on the show,
the day ahead.
In the world of the Green Bay Packers this Monday, the biggest thing that's happening is family night tickets going on sale. As I understand, you can get, you know, Drew Smith sent you a few waves, of course, sending you through the Fox 11 website. As I understand, you can also get them through Ticketmaster. You can do it online. You can do it over the phone. You can do it actually in person at Ticketmaster, you know, outlets. And we shared some of the ways you can purchase them over at 24/7 Sports in today's Packers calendar post. So if you're really interested in purchasing, I think they go on sale at exactly 10 o'clock a.m. Central Time on Monday. So you can go check that out there. You know, with minicamp being over, like I said, we kind of enter the dead portion of the off season here. The next big event on the NFL calendar is the NFL's Rookie Symposium, which actually began yesterday. But what they do now, and I don't think it was always this way, I'm not sure how long they've been doing this, but they actually break it up between the AFC and the NFC. And so while the Packers are not taking part yet, the AFC rookies actually went to Ohio. This takes place, I believe, Aurora, Ohio. They kind of hold it at a hotel where they have conference and meeting rooms and banquet facilities and things like that. And not far away from Canton, Ohio, where I know the rookies always go to the NFL's Hall of Fame, or the Pro Football Hall of Fame, pardon me, at some point during the experience. But so anyway, the point being is the AFC rookies are actually there for a span of 4 days, starting Sunday and going through Wednesday. And then at the same time, they end, and then the NFC begins on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So Packers rookies will be there. So we look forward to that later this week. We'll talk more about that on the next episode of Railbird Central on Wednesday. But that'll do it for today's episode of the show. Thank you, everybody, so much for joining us this morning. Thanks to Drew Smith of Fox 11 for joining us on the show here on a Monday morning. We have live editions of the show every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8:30 a.m. Central Time, podcasted and available to be viewed on demand later in the day. We'll see you later, folks. We'll see you on Wednesday. As usual, my call to action, if you've not done so already, this podcast is free of charge. No subscriptions, no paywalls. One small thing we ask, if you haven't already, please go give us a rating on iTunes. Helps us get the word out about the show. Really appreciate it if you would do that. One small thing we ask of you. Other than that, have a good day, folks. We'll see you again on Wednesday. And until then, I leave you with a song called Kidney in a Cooler by Keller Williams on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go, Pack, go. ¶¶